You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, mate.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Massive Northern Territory seat of Ling Yari has suddenly become the centre of federal politics, with the arrival of the Prime Minister and the opposition leader. The seat has been held by Labor for 35 years, but with its MP retiring at the next federal election, the seat will be hotly contested. Scott Morrison has already pledged $282 million for defence projects, including the establishment of a regional maintenance centre in Darwin. He also promised funding boosts for Indigenous leadership and governance, including $13.5 million for the Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience.
$21.9 million into new programs to support Indigenous businesses and entrepreneurship and to raise up those young people who are coming through. There's around $13 million which is focused on developing the skills and giving them the hope and the opportunity of how they can progress their careers.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese, who is also touring Central Australia, says if elected, his government would provide $11.6 million for a targeted healthcare facility for Indigenous Australians in Palmerston. The Labor leader says he's focused on closing the gap experienced by First Nation people, particularly on healthcare.
This is about a practical measure which is a part of our commitment to close the gap, and we need to support culturally sensitive delivery of services. This is an example of the importance of healthcare and the importance of delivering for First Nations people. We know that the gap is there. The gap's there in terms of all of the indicators when it comes to health.
Indigenous health and welfare were not the only topics on the pre-election trail. Despite local appeals for the government to address youth crime, the Prime Minister instead wanted to discuss national security. ASIO Chief Mike Burgess has been warning the major parties to avoid politicising national security, but Mr Morrison continued as the Labor Party has been for the last fortnight.
And Labor just doesn't measure up to the mark of our government when it comes to national security. Labor cut defence spending, they cut funding to the intelligence communities you're referring to. I tell you what doesn't help the intelligence community, cutting their funding. We've increased their funding, so I'm going to make it very clear that if you want to keep Australians safe, and if you want a government that's going to continue to stand up for Australia in an uncertain world, then my government and myself as Prime Minister have the runs on the board.
Anthony Albanese has rejected Mr Morrison's comments on Labor's national security credentials. He says the party's track record speaks for itself.
And I was part of a government as a cabinet minister and the leader of the government in the House of Representatives in Julia Gillard's government that put the US Marines here, that upgraded our defence relationship with the United States. And I was also the infrastructure shadow minister who opposed the sale of the Port of Darwin to a company that was connected with the government of China.
The electoral division of Ling Yari covers the rest of the Northern Territory outside the division of Solomon, which covers Darwin and surrounding areas. Both leaders will mark the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Darwin during World War II on Saturday.